Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we're talking about the benefits of joy. There is great benefits that are available to us in joy and walking in joy. Yes, even in the bad times. We started looking at a few of these, and we started with the first one. In His presence, in God's presence, is fullness of joy. So I want to pick up where we left off yesterday, and we're going to look at that. In God's presence is a fullness of joy. I'll tell you something, I want fullness of joy in my life, especially these times that we're living right now. It is possible. We can do this with the help of the Holy Spirit and with trusting God and faith in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We can do this. So let's pick it up right now. Psalm 16, verse 11, out of the New King James, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy." In your presence, O God, is fullness of joy. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing negative. In His presence is fullness of joy. So the best place to be is where? In His presence. Now, does it mean, Pastor, I should die and then I'll be in the presence of the Lord? No, that's not what we're talking about here. He says, "They that dwell in the shadow of the Most High God will fear no evil." That means I can live in God's shadow. I can be in His presence at all times. I can come boldly into the throne of grace. God, through Jesus Christ, made a way to open the door, so to speak, that we can get right into His presence. And in His presence, there is fullness of joy. Look what He says, "At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." What I'm getting out of this is when I'm full of joy and I'm in God's presence, everything that is needed in my life is available like there. Right here. Right where I'm standing, where I'm with God, everything I will ever have need of is right there. It's just powerful. "At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." You want to be in the presence of God, you'll be in fullness of joy. And when you're in the fullness of joy, you see, Jesus was in constant communication with God the Father. Constantly, all the time, talking to God. He said, "I don't say anything that God doesn't tell me to say. I don't go anywhere unless He tells me to go." He was constantly, He had that constant relationship working with God the Father. Because everything He did was inspired by God the Father. So if that's the case, He had to be in God's presence. So therefore, He had to be in full joy. He had fullness of joy and everything that He needed. "I need to feed 15,000 people. There's 5,000 men, but there's also their wives and children. I need, with these three fish and five loaves of bread, five rolls, I need to feed 15,000 people. And I'm taking it because I'm in your presence, and in your right hand is everything that I'm ever going to need. Your pleasures are there, what I need. So I need to feed 15,000 people. Father, bless it." And He fed everyone. In His presence is fullness of joy. "At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Praise God. The voice says, "Instead, you direct me on the path that leads to a beautiful life. As I walk with you, the pleasures are never ending and I know true joy and contentment." That's another translation. That's powerful. I know true joy
and contentment. I'm telling you, when you enjoy and you, because you're in God's presence, you're going to be content because every need will be met. Even though you're going through some hell sometimes, but you're in God's, Jesus went through it. Did he not go? He actually literally went to hell, right? And faced the devil off. But he was constantly in the presence of God. And that's why when God had to turn his back on Jesus, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because he knew his pleasures were not forevermore if I'm not right in his presence. Don't forsake me. Because he knew once God turned his back, there was no joy. But thank God that Jesus was in the tomb and the Holy Spirit came, raised him up again. He's full of joy. Amen. More than his brothers. You'll see about that in a while. So God's presence, one of the benefits of joy is, or one of joy's benefits is when you're in God's presence, he will now meet every one of your desires. Now I'm not talking about because you're so full of love for God. When you're in his presence, you're looking at him, you're talking to him, he's directing your footsteps. He says here, he says, you direct me on the path that leads to a beautiful life, or you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. I'm so happy, I'm so satisfied, I'm so content just being in your presence that the blessings and the things you need just start to overflow on your life because you've got such a relationship with God the Father. It's vitally important to get that relationship with God, and he wants you to have it, and he's made a way for us to have it so we can be in his presence. Say, I can be in God's presence. Okay, then another one of the benefits or blessings connected to joy is God's strength. God's strength. How many of you think that God is kind of strong? I would imagine he is. Remember the scripture that says, in your weakness, and my strength is made full. And so when I'm weak, then I'm strong, is what the Apostle Paul said. Because my strength, by comparison to God's strength, we're not even on the same planet. You understand? And so Nehemiah, we all know Nehemiah. He says, I believe it's in 8:10. I didn't put the scripture, but I think it's 8:10. Nehemiah continued, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad. Don't be dejected and sad. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. So really, if we know that God's strength comes from being joy at the prospect of having him as a father that loves me, that's made an open doorway where I can fellowship with him and be in his presence. And then in his presence is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. Well, then I'm strong when I'm in joy in Christ. And when I'm strong in Christ, then there is no weapon that is formed against me going to prosper. Amen. I've seen people quoting, no weapon formed against me going to prosper, but crying and not in faith over the fact that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And so no weapon formed against you is going to prosper, but if you're not enjoying, if you're not faithful, if you're not trusting, if you're not believing, if you're merely going through the motion of speaking something that you got no faith in, no trust in, no belief in, no contact, no connection, it's not going to work. And therefore, you are going to be dejected and sad because the joy of the Lord is now not there. And when the joy of the Lord is not there, you're weak. You don't have the strength you need to overcome the crisis that you face. Amen. So joy is a powerful, powerful, almost weapon against the attack of the devil. Because if I'm in joy, that means then the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He will take care of whatever I'm facing because he is the strength And that joy is making me stronger. You know, the devil throws a punch at you and gives you a sickness. And you come out the other side full of joy, full of praise to God. He's thrown his best punch at you. He's given you his worst shot that he can possibly do to you. And you're still smiling because you've been enjoying. You'll come out of there in joy. You will be able to do so much more in your life. And I promise you, you will get more of an anointing for whatever it is that you do. I just know that's how it works with God. You know, when we've been through certain things in our lives, my wife, myself, and the first thing that comes is a spirit of fear, a spirit of panic. I mean, this stuff just comes. And then you got to make a decision now. What is the decision going to be? Am I going to believe God? Am I going to believe the circumstance? Is God bigger and stronger than the circumstances that I'm facing and going through now? And is God able to help me and deliver me from the circumstance? Then I've got to go to Romans 8:28. And I've got to say, and we know this one thing, that God turns what the enemy means for bad to my good, to all them that love him and that are called according to his purpose. So if I believe that the circumstance I'm in right now is going to be turned to my benefit and for my good, why, if I believe that, wouldn't I be full of joy? Amen. You see, what God does with me in the ministry that he gives me to speak to the people is like a specialist cutting in your brain, and he knows certain parts and he's trying to get a piece in and take one out and fix things up and get that thing out. This is what God's trying to do with us. He's trying to get deep within the recesses of our life, right into where it really counts, right into your theory, your theology, right into your subconscious. And he's trying to readjust and change situations and give you a paradigm shift. Amen. From saying I'm believing to actually going to believing. Because if you are in believing mode, then you'll be in receiving mode. Amen. Come on. We've got to locate ourselves. Amen. I mean, I'm just calling it, right? And so too often what we do is we got the five steps. We got the steps. We've been told do X, Y, Z. Do those things and then things will work out. And you've done those things on numerous occasions and things did not work out. Because I'm not in his presence where the fullness of joy is, where Christ Jesus himself on the earth was in his presence continually. Amen. And so we saw Jesus come through every situation victoriously. He came through it every single time. And he even came through death victoriously. He even said, no one takes my life. I give it willingly. I give my life willingly. I am victorious. Christ is victorious. Amen. He's always victorious. There's not one loss. Not a loss in his life. If he was a tennis player or a golfer, he would have won every single game he entered. You think Tiger Woods would have had something to talk about? He would have won every Grand Slam, every game that would be. He is only a winner. And he said, thanks be to him who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's